We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and you know what I gotta say is, We Talk Wrestling. We Talk Wrestling. We Talk Wrestling.
Oh yeah, now.
We Talk Wrestling.
Keep it going now.
No, I think that's good enough.
Okay. Got a little excited there.
Yeah.
Because we were talking wrestling.
That explains the pre-com.
Messy.
Alright. So, wrestling.
Yeah, there was some night of some champions.
Yeah, there was also ROH All-Star Extravaganza. And
who?
CMLL had their 82nd anniversary show.
What is that now?
82 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Sting was 8.
Noah had a match. Yeah, Sting was only 8 then.
Yeah.
Noah had a match.
Yeah, again, Noah had a match. Two of every Stings went onto his arc.
Yeah, exactly. There's matches over at Noah in Japan, and I think New Japan had matches, and then there was this Bellator stuff going on, and football's on. And,
there was those football matches.
Those five-star football matches, and I don't know who was booked to go over, but that was good stuff. And then you had the hockey's back.
Yeah,
hockey's back, so that's going on.
The pre-cup season.
Yeah, it's just the pre-cup season. Pre-cup?
Hmm?
Pre-cup?
Cup.
And then you had, Major League Baseball's nearing its stretch drive thing there.
Yep.
It's nearing that.
It's true.
You had that competition going on, so...
I want.
I think the sports landscape spread thin this weekend.
Hmm. Wow.
Including the sports entertainment landscape.
You know what I'm going to say? Yes, Mo? Sports landscape spread thin. Also... First time I've used the words Mo and thin in the same sentence.
But it's not the first time you thought it.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk some wrestling.
All right, what are we going to start with?
I don't know. Night of Champions?
Okay,
there was a
night. Literally just happened. What, 3 minutes ago?
About 3 minutes ago. So yeah. Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
It's not a bad show,
mm-hmm.
But it's hard. It's just another show. You know what I mean? It's just so.
Yeah.
It's like distinguishing this show from a pay per view. I mean, it's a little easier to handle 3 hours of this than it is Raw. But
right.
I mean, it's another WWE show like they're always and there'll just be another one just like this.
Well,
you know, they all run together.
These,
except for your special events, they managed to make it so that WrestleMania doesn't run together.
Right.
This year, they did a good job making SummerSlam all run together.
Yes,
but like as a general rule, the rest of these they just kind of run together. So I mean, yeah, good show, but
potentially the I guess the biggest news coming out of this show is not this show.
No, it's not this show. It's what they announced for October.
It really is. It's the Brock Lesnar Road to Heck Tour.
Heck in a sec?
Heck in a sec.
So you're going to cough here. That's okay.
Brock is going to, yeah.
So we'll just...
Brock is going to face the Big Show at Madison Square Garden at Montesquieu.
Now, what did I say to you before any of this happened? As the pay-per-view is going on, I said, I think that they're building this Braun Strowman guy.
Yes.
I said, I think they're building him to take on Lesnar. I said, I don't know. It'll be SummerSlam next year. If it'll be Royal Rumble, maybe it'll even be a Mania match. But I think they're building. Well, it's not going to be a Mania match.
No.
I said, well, no, they're going to do the Mania. If Undertaker is scheduled to go over in his last match at WrestleMania 31, then it won't be against Brock because they're not going to him. They're not going to have Undertaker lose to Brock again because, or the other way around. Like they're not going to have, you know, at WrestleMania they're not going to have. Having Brock lose makes no sense. He's going to be a fan.
So they're not going to do it now?
No, because he's going
to... Because it doesn't make any sense. They like to make sense.
Because he's going to be... Brock.
It always makes sense.
With Brock, they actually generally do a pretty good job.
Yeah, because of Heyman.
Probably, but this team is still there. Yeah. So I was like, well, Undertaker's not going to go over. It doesn't make any sense for Undertaker for you to hurt Lesnar by losing at WrestleMania. And it doesn't make any sense for Lesnar to beat Undertaker at WrestleMania either at this point.
True.
So I was like, so that match will probably happen before WrestleMania. I'm like, I don't know, Cena or Sting or something like that against Taker at WrestleMania, I could see. But Braun Strowman, at some point in time, I think they're building him up for Lesnar. Because that's the way Vince thinks, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, I've told you this. I was willing to grant you that... again, with one...
By the time you thought I was crazy, but then...
No, with one caveat, I said. Like, you're assuming that Vince thinks. And I'm not.
Oh, I think he thinks like a guy stuck in 1985.
Oh, I don't think he thinks. I don't think you think he thinks. I think you think he thinks.
Okay, then Hunter thinks.
Uh-huh.
And Hunter thinks like Vince thinks in many ways.
In... many ways he does. But anyway, I'm looking at the fact that I don't think that Strowman's going to be around that long.
I do.
But I
he won't be around, like will he be around 2 years from now? No. But actually, he probably will be. He'll probably be a baby face. He's going to be the Great Khali. For like a year, they're going to push him as this monster heel. And when it doesn't get over, he's going to be turned into a fun-loving baby face comedy character.
He should be a fun-loving baby face. Anyway, that should be his role.
But they're not going to do that until they get as much money. Just like they did with Khali, they put Khali against, you know, against Taker and then against Cena.
Taker,
they got some
Cena, Batista, Hunter. Yeah, you got this big run, right?
Yeah. Exactly. It's the heel monster. And that's what they're going to do with Strowman, even though he sucked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just look at it. If they... then sucks. If they have a guy that's beating up Reigns and just destroying everybody else, and he's built to be this monster, like he got the pinfall tonight in the sixth man, of course.
We got the submission.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but if he's the guy who's built up to be the next monster, nobody can beat him. Then that's what either John Cena or Brock Lesnar's for. Like that's who you're building up a monster for. Those are your top two baby faces.
Yes.
For these matches. If you're thinking that, and that's how they think.
That is. That's some.
So I just look at him. I'm like, nah. You could even have him go past Cena at this point to build him up for Lesnar.
Yeah, you could do that. You could. Do
I
that.
Just see them doing that. Were they protecting him?
Do you team him with the boss man?
Because otherwise, but no. I mean, otherwise, who's going to beat him and when? Is it going to be Reigns?
Well,
doesn't look like the way it's being booked.
You're talking about who's going to beat him and when. Who's going to give a fuck? And why?
If they keep him strong, people will start to care.
No, they
won't. Yeah, they will.
I don't think so. Do people care about Great Khali? Do people care about... They kept Snitsky strong.
Snitsky, they made him strong after he'd already been not as strong. Like, it was on his re-push.
Well, that's true. It's put on his re-push.
And that push, that re-push was only for like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so that's not the same thing. Same thing. Did they keep him strong? I think there's some degree people cared about Khali versus Cena when it happened.
I don't think so.
Yeah? Was it a Royal Rumble main event? Or
Extreme Rules. Rules.
Yeah.
But, no, I just... But,
yeah.
the big, as I said, it's going to be.
But that's the point is that
Heck in a Sack
is where you're going to get the. I was right Brock on that. Lesnar. It was earlier than I expected, but I'm glad about this. You're going to get the Lesnar Taker
3
rubber match.
Yes. Well,
in a Hell in a Cell,
in the modern era.
In the modern era,
yes.
You're going to get the rubber match. Though before you never had a rubber match because Lesnar never lost to him. But
yeah,
I think he might have lost actually a town at count out, but he like consistently beat him in his first run. But yeah, I mean Lesnar versus Taker rubber match here. They had a Hell in a Cell, and I don't know if they're going to reference this because they haven't really referenced their original feud from like 2004 or whatever it was all those years ago. I think it was 3 and 4. I think it spanned over a year. I think they went to it, came back to it.
Maybe
because the Hell in a Cell I think was 2003, and I think the Biker Chain was 2004. Maybe it was 2002, 2003. I mean, it was something.
I thought it was 3 in a row. I thought it was a regular match.
There was at least like 8. Well, there was a fuck finish, but then he did the.
Fuck finish in September, match. And then I think they did the
Biker Chain
in October, and the Heck in the Second.
There was like, I think it was the Biker Chain actually that was the last match. There might have been the other one, but it was probably like 8 months in between, something like that. It was a while. It wasn't back to back to back.
What about to back?
That it was. It was the ride back to ride back to ride back.
Right.
Yeah.
Back but, acne to back, back acne to back acne.
Yeah, but anyways, but. So these guys, but I wonder if they'll reference that Hell in a Cell match, because that was a wicked match. Lesnar was unbelievably impressive when he was young like that, and powerful and agile. Just the way he goes over on him, the way he picked up and threw Taker around after this hellacious long match was insane. But it was bloody as hell. And Taker was bloody, so I don't know if they'll show it or bring it up or reference it at all, because it's too bloody for them really to show anything from on TV, but it'd be a shame not to. The other thing is, considering they had this incredibly physical, bloody, awesome Hell in a Cell match, you know, a decade ago, anything that is not bloody and incredibly vicious here is, again, going to come across like kind of phony, especially when you're talking about Lesnar. And you know, so I don't know what they're going to do with it. I mean, he did get some color, obviously, at SummerSlam. I thought it was on purpose. Some people still think it was hard way, but...
Yeah. I'm just looking this up right now. But anyway, that's the big...
Of course you're looking it up, because you can't just believe me, even though I'm right.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Hmm?
What?
Why are you right?
Because it wasn't... Whatever.
You said there were no back-to-back matches.
I said it wasn't back-to-back-to-back. It wasn't 3-0. I said there was like 8 months between the Hell in a Cell and the Biker Chain match.
That's what I said.
What? No, it's not. That's what I said.
No.
Okay, what is the fact here?
Well, I believe, I'm just looking at results here, that at Unforgiven 2002... So it was a lot for longer. September 22nd, 2002.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was the fuck finish.
Okay.
The double disqualification.
Okay.
And then we moved to No Mercy in October of 2002.
Okay.
And that was a... let's just see here. Let me just go to the results here.
Yeah, go to results. That's good. This is good podcasting.
Yeah. Mostly because you're on it. That was a Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah, that was the Hell in a Cell.
So
the Biker Chain match would have been much later.
So the Biker Chain match occurred...
Because I don't think that... I think the guy he beat at No Mercy, wasn't that still... I don't even think that was... Or was that under the Biker Taker? I think it was.
The Biker Taker was No Mercy 2003. So one full year later was the Biker Chain match.
So I was right.
No, you said 8 months later.
I said, I think it was like 8 months. I said it wasn't back to back to back.
Yeah, but you were, no, but then you said 8 months. So you immediately disqualified yourself from being correct when you threw in that additional piece of information. Nay, sir, you are in error.
Oh, but you are also in error, right?
No, because I stayed really broad. So,
fucking lying prick. I told you this. Anyway, so let's get on to actual...
So Brock Lesnar Undertaker 6 is going to happen at Hell in a Cell in October. Third time they faced each other in October now.
Yeah.
Second Heck in the Sack match that these two are going to have had.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. He's also going to be on the Steve Austin podcast.
That'll be great. I'm looking forward to that.
I hope he challenges him to a match.
That'd be great.
So he's going to get a Brock and Austin. You could have Steve Austin.
Do you think that's going to happen? Because you thought that was going to happen. You were sure that was going to happen.
You know
that's
what
not going to happen.
Mark my words.
But do you think that'll happen?
I never said that was going to happen. What I said was going to happen. And mark my words. I will put this down.
You said this is a fact. You said, no, this is happening. I said, no, it's not.
Here is a fact.
Yeah.
That I'm going to put down on you right now, September 21st, 2015, at WrestleMania, Stone Cold Steve Austin against Braun Strowman. Fact. Book it. Mark it in your calendars.
Thank you, Tyson.
Slapping and fact. 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 So that's the big news.
Yeah.
Then there were some matches.
There were some matches. Starting with?
The pre-cum.
Hashtag rectal bleeding.
Hashtag rectal bleeding when Neville and the Lucha Dragons lost to the Ascension and Stardust.
Who were not called Cosmic Wasteland.
No, they were not.
Sucks.
They were just wasted. Yeah.
Maybe it's because the Wasteland is actually King Barrett's move. And King Barrett, by the way, since his big...
babyface turn?
Yeah, really taken off.
Just hot and heavy.
Hot and heavy. Every week on the show, just...
gaining momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then Ryback took on Kevin Owens.
Oh, did you want to say the Ascension of Stardust won?
No.
Okay.
Ryback and Kevin Owens for the...
Did you want to say the Neville and the Lucha Dragons won?
No.
I do. I want to say they won.
Okay.
They didn't, but I
they
want
did.
To say it.
You do. You do. Yeah. Ryback and Kevin Owens for the Intercontinental title.
And the hope is now that Kevin Owens won this belt for my Ryback...
Yeah.
...is that he can give it a little bit of prestige that it's been lacking. Because the U.S. belt's got some prestige.
Yeah.
And the world belt's got some prestige. And the IC belt's still being the IC belt.
Tag belt's got some prestige.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
More than the IC belt. It's been the one lacking behind.
Yes.
Maybe Kevin Owens is the guy who can give this a little bit of esteem.
Yeah. And I mean, in theory, and I don't even think that, I don't even blame, well, I mean, I blame the inability of anybody in the writing team to be able to think on their feet. But, I mean, quite frankly, the idea was that Daniel Bryan was going to hold this belt and you know, have good matches. And then he got hurt. And they had no idea what to do.
No.
So they gave it to Ryback.
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
it's pretty much.
And so...
He's had it for a long time now that you mention it, then.
May. He won a heck in this, or, the Elimination Chamber.
That's right.
Right? So, yeah. So now, I mean, now it's Kevin Owens' turn. I don't know who you put Kevin Owens.
Well, Kevin Owens is new enough that there's a bunch of fresh matches for him. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Orton would be great.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
But, yeah.
They won't do that because Orton has the Bray Wyatt and all that shit. But, hey.
Yeah. Oh, I just thought he got failed the piss test and they're quietly not having him on TV.
No, they wouldn't do that for him. They just let him on TV.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Then Dolph Ziggler took on
Rusev. Nobody fails a piss test in the WWE.
That's
nobody.
True.
Nobody.
That's true. They don't even ask people to pee anymore.
Who's the last guy? Evan Bourne?
Yeah. Well, that was that even a... Is that a piss test?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe, what's his name?
A puff test, I think.
Yeah, puff test. Puff, puff, give.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ziggler faced Rusev.
Yeah. So...
This match was Ziggler. Shit.
It was alright.
It's a waste of time.
It's okay.
It's a goddamn waste of time.
It was fine.
I hated it.
And Ziggler won.
Yeah.
Because Summer was getting kicked out by the referee and was mad and threw her heel at the referee. Instead hit Rusev.
Yeah.
And it was so devastating he got rolled up.
Yes.
Or hit the zigzag on or whatever and got pinned.
Schoolboy.
So this story must continue.
Yeah. Yeah. Awful.
It was okay.
Awful.
Not bad.
Worst match on this show.
Yeah, it was
alright. Worst match on the show? Well, no, it was the second worst match on the show. But still. Then, with the New Day and the Dudleys for the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team titles. Xavier has red hair.
Yes, well, yes. Not just red. Like, it's...
streaked red, kind of.
Yeah, it's... I can't describe it. You, like, yeah. You need to see it.
It's awesome. Great, though. And he's still got the trombone, so he's playing that up. You know, then, just as the Dudleys were about to win, Xavier Woods ran in, causing the DQ. So Dudleys win via disqualification.
So pretty much exactly what you thought. The Dudleys have kept strong, they win... The program continues, and they continue the chase, but they don't get the belt right away.
Right. So is this the first tag team Hell in the Cell match?
I don't think so.
They just did the first
tag team. I think you were saying that they're probably going to bring down somebody to be their partner.
Well, I said Rhino, because Rhino's in NXT.
Yeah, and that makes sense to me. I think that they could do that, but, I mean, I'm not sure. I just think they continue to chase, and it's more likely a tables match or something like that than a Hell in a Cell. So,
well,
I
mean, that's December.
Yeah, so that'd be December, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, but either way, I mean, this is fine. I mean, the only problem with this is the people like the Dudleys and they cheer the Dudleys, but nobody really wants to boo the New Day at this point.
No.
That's the only problem with this.
Yes, that is very true.
Though the New Day's promo at the beginning was funny, but then it just went on too damn long.
Yeah, it did go on.
Yeah.
It did go on. Then we had the women's championship. For the second time.
Yeah.
Not since Hermina.
Yeah.
Has this sort of thing happened, but Charlotte wins the women's title.
That's right. And, so he got a nice win here. Crowd was more into it than I thought they would be for this, but. It's a little weird to talk about this women's divas revolution, wow. And then you put the belt on a guy, Charlotte.
No, but I knew they were going to do this because the big talk now, of course, is the WrestleMania hype and her getting a long, Charlotte getting a long reign and teaming with Caitlyn Jenner at WrestleMania.
That makes sense.
The whole
against my nephew.
Yes, and yes, and Jericho.
Jericho.
In a Can You Tell the Difference?
Inside joke.
In a Can You Tell the Difference match.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, the
show wins.
Crowd more into it than I expected. They worked pretty hard. It's just the only problem I had.
Big E has a trombone.
With the match was Charlotte gets her leg worked on the whole match.
Yes.
So she can hardly move. And then she manages to use her figure four where theoretically or figure eight where she theoretically puts a ton of pressure on her own leg and manages to pull it off no problem.
Yes.
Plus it's like she's getting beat on. She does continue firing back and the old Ricky Steamboat, you know, always fire back after a few moves, right? Three moves or five moves or whatever.
Not more than five.
Yeah, so she is doing that, so that's good. But she basically gets the match carried to her.
Yes.
And then she hits one move, a spear type move off the top rope, and then puts on the figure eight and it's over. And you're like, There was no near falls where it looked like the champion was gonna get it and you didn't get it to build this. It just so to me it was a little anticlimactic, and they kind of that was one of maybe it's a Cena thing because that happened twice tonight.
It did and maybe that is because and it goes to show that Nikki doesn't know her history because I mean Charlotte goes up to the top rope to do her spear and really anybody knows all movement.
Yeah,
but not Nikki.
Because
she doesn't follow history.
No.
So then they had a whole thing, and then they did their Ric Flair strut, and then for the first time ever, and this was really the moment, Ric Flair starts crying.
This was something to see.
Yeah.
This was something to see. Like, and then in the back, Owens does a little interview, but more importantly, you had Charlotte and Becky and Paige and Ric Flair.
Yeah.
And they talked about partying, and it was probably the highlight of the show, actually, because they mentioned they're going to party or go out in night town or something like that, and then they asked Becky asked them, and Rick looks surprised, he's like, well, you know, I like to party, and I'm just thinking, who's going to pay that bar tab?
Who will pay the Becky Lynch?
Well, yeah, because it won't be one of the Flares.
No, and it won't be Bram.
No, it will not be Brad.
So, it's weird.
Yeah.
Then you had the Wyatts. against Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and mystery partner Chris Jericho.
Which you had called, good call, that you said it was going to happen.
They made a comment about, like, King of the World or something. None of you are the King of the World or something on Monday. Or
enough to make you think.
Just a yeah. one-off one of Jericho's lines. Not his famous line, but his, you know, like, something there. And I went, oh, okay, maybe. Right.
And it made sense.
Yeah.
Great reaction, and he came out, and for once, they made Braun Strowman look like he looked a little weak, and it looked like Reigns might have had him basically towards the end of the match, setting him up for a spear after he's finally knocked down off his feet and looking slightly vulnerable. And then Jericho tags himself in, and of course ends up being a mistake as Strowman ends up hitting his move horribly on him and then puts his other move on him, not quite as badly, but still badly.
Yeah.
And then that's a tap-out victory. So Jericho basically, his ego cost the team the win. Because what you want to do is take that Chris Jericho character.
Yeah.
And what you want to do is, because he's a legend, the crowd loves him. Mm-hmm. What you want to do is make him a heel.
Well, you know what I could see? And how they kind of did it, he tagged himself in, Roman didn't kind of look pissed about it, and then he just, like, it was, I understood that he was frustrated, because he tagged himself in, he cost the team the match, and he was trying to be the hero. And instead, he was the
zero.
The zero.
Seems the zero.
He was the zero.
Yeah, not the hero.
In this Cracker Jack kind of match. And it... So then he was a dick about it. And then he walked out. So
when they kind of tried to talk to him, like, what were you doing? He just blew them off and walked away.
So I could see this older, bitter character.
Sure.
I could see that happening. And that's
and Jericho's good enough to do it, but I mean, last time he was a heel. I kept on going, this isn't working because the crowd no longer... He's past the point of being a regular guy. He's gone into legendary category. And once you hit that category, then people don't want to boo you. And that was the last time he tried to be heel, which was like 3 years ago. So it's like 3 years or more of him being...
When did he try to be heel last time? I can't remember.
Probably 3 years ago.
What was it? What was he doing?
Wasn't it when he came back and wasn't talking?
No, because then he came back and fought Punk, I thought.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, well, that was after. Yeah, that was after. Yeah, he was a heel there. He was Punk.
Was he?
Yeah, because Punk was... Remember, Punk had a sister, and he was trying to get him a drink and all that shit?
Yes. Well, I just chalked that up to being a shitty angle.
No, he was the heel.
Yes, that's right.
And then he turned the baby face.
That's right.
And was gone for a while. When he came back, he was pretty much... Because he turned baby face, I think, to have an angle against the then-heel Ziggler.
Yes, that's right.
So, it's been a while. It's been... Because then they never pulled that off.
But, I mean...
If he's a heel guy, I mean, it does set up, like, him versus Neville then. Him versus...
Oh, yeah, because he could put Neville over.
Well, in this case, he might.
Oh, yeah. In this case, he might.
Him versus...
Neville, he won't put Neville over in Japan, but Braun Strowman, no problem.
Well, it's not that he won't put him. He'll put anybody over if they ask him to. They booked him to win. What do you call him? He might face Cesaro. That'd be great. Like, there's a lot of... Yeah. There's some fresh, young baby faces. You could bring up a Finn Balor. Have him face him.
Well,
like,
but I think that Jericho, the way Jericho always looks at it, and rightly or wrongly,
Jericho
Jericho
and Zayn, how great would that be?
Yeah.
Like,
it hasn't worked the last couple of times, but Jericho's idea is always, I'm going to just go and try to put a guy over.
Yeah.
And try to build them all up.
Yeah.
It hasn't worked the last, three times he's tried?
No, it hasn't. It didn't for a while there, but didn't work with Wyatt, it didn't work.
But he's going on that same idea that he's looking at guys like Roman, he's looking at Ambrose, he's looking at Cesaro, and he's looking at that side of the ledger and going, okay, well then I gotta flip, be a heel so I can face those guys and try to put them over in his head, right? And again, that's where it stops, though. He's not Paul Heyman. He's just got this, let me work with Ambrose and put him over.
Well, I mean, we've seen him book his own stuff in the past and be successful. Like, him and Sean pretty much booked that whole feud that was, like, the best feud probably since the 2000s, since the century started.
When he's booking it, when he's booking it with Shawn Michaels, B, when he's a world champion, okay, and C, he was never more invested than at that point in WWE after getting there, right?
Yeah.
And man, he's not like that now. He's a part-time guy. He's just going to go, look, let me fight with Cesaro, and then he's going to do whatever. And they're going to do, he's going to do whatever.
But it's true. If he's a babyface, I mean, other than Kevin Owens and maybe Rusev, I don't know who there is really for him to work with.
Well, Braun Strowman.
Oh, fuck.
But they're going to do whatever he... The point is that Jericho's going to do whatever they tell him to do.
Yeah.
And so it's, nothing's going to work.
Yeah, probably not.
So...
Probably not, but it's the right idea. At least, you know.
Yeah, it's worth a shot, but it won't work.
Eventually it stopped working eventually for Mick Foley too.
Is it
eventually just stopped working.
Yeah.
You know, or you could be look at all the guys that stopped working for after he put them over for Triple H.
Mm. Yeah, the Brawler.
Anyways. So the next match was...
Well, then Sheamus teases to the Authority that he's going to cash in.
Yeah, on backstage, yeah.
Yeah. And then you have Rollins versus Cena. Cena hits an RKO. Because this came out of nowhere.
He hits a diamond cutter.
And,
out of nowhere.
Fucking... It was just...
Basically Rollins carries him the whole match, carries the offense to him.
Yeah.
The whole match. It's a typical John Cena match. Crowd's really into it. It's a good match, good false finishes, good moves, and in between, somehow you have all this good shit, and you still have this incredibly clunky John Cena, who gets these good moments and matches and everything, despite the fact that his punches look terrible and he's out of position sometimes and he misses punches or misses moves by inches and several inches sometimes. And it's all this really clunky fake pro wrestling stuff. And yet, he has another good match. I don't even understand really how he manages to so consistently do it and pull it off. But it happened.
Well, and there's heat for it and you've got a good bomb machine in Rollins.
Yeah.
Then he wins the U.S. title.
Yeah, basically he gets beat up for the whole match. Then all of a sudden hits the what was it he hit?
He hit that top rope fucking leg droppy thing.
Yeah, and then hits an A. Or does he submit him or hit the A? He hits the A.
He hits the A because it was.
You know, it's like I think that was the only A of the night, and he kicked out.
It's the only one he hit, yeah, because Rollins kept power, like, flipping out of the A's.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, he hits it with him once and gets the pin, which is the right thing to do with a finisher. But pretty much what we expected.
Yeah.
And then out comes Sting. And I say to you, I'm like, well, first off, Rollins tries to just leave without defending the belt. So Cena stops him in the aisle and hits the AA one more time on the floor.
Yes.
And then Sting, pretty slowly, comes down to the ring.
Mm-hmm.
This definitely does not have the heat the previous match did.
Yeah.
But it got some more towards the end, and it was a good match again, and it was a good storyline, except for, and this is what I said to you, like the storytelling, because there was a point near the end of the match where Sting looked like it might have been legit hurt.
He got the wind knocked out of him in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then they keep going, and he goes to whip him.
But it creates more, and then he gets the Scorpion Deathlock on. It created more drama. So I think it was probably... I don't think it was an accident. I think it was part of the storyline. But, the referee and the trainer and stuff like that were in the ring. But the point being, it was, like, good, and it was an interesting storyline. The crowd was into it. But this is what I said to him. I'm like, so if this guy... If the other guy loses a match and then gets AA'd on the floor and then you don't beat him...
Yeah.
Your character's just dead. Because... You couldn't have anything more gift wrapped to you, and he got small packaged and lost.
Here's what I look at,
and he didn't even like hold the tights to beat him, or put his feet up on the ropes, like something to protect Sting a little more.
If this is legit that he got the wind knocked out of him, then that's his last match.
Because I don't think it is.
Because Vince McMahon is sitting a gorilla for the main event of his pay per view.
Yeah,
and he's looking at that and he's going, "No way, pal."
But it created extra drama, which is why. But either way,
no. But he's looking at can the guy go, and the guy can't go. And if he's going to go through this in his second match for Vince, it's all Vince knows of him, and they had gimmicks in the first match, and this one he doesn't do it, I just see Vince pulling the plug and going, no, that was it. Thanks, Sting.
It's possible. I don't think that's
especially
the case,
when you're looking at Taker.
I believe you're wrong.
If Taker's had to go to the hospital his last two Brock matches, and then you're going to put against Sting, who gets injured in his match.
Yeah.
The chances of Sting
what you want to
in a Geritol in a pole match.
Just put Undertaker in a Hell in a Cell match, a nice safe match.
Yes.
With Undertaker, everything or with Lesnar, everything would be fine.
I'm just saying. With Lesnar.
No, I don't think you're right, and I don't think this is legit, but either way.
I don't know
matter.
If it's legit. If it's legit, then that's it. But if it's not legit,
doesn't
I mean, I don't
matter.
Know.
He fought it off. It actually made for a more dramatic match. And
no, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did.
As soon as it happened, I was like, okay, this is a 56-year-old guy. It's done. Just ended.
No.
That's us. It just ended.
The crowd, when he came back and was fighting and then put the Scorpion Deathlock on him, was crazy into it. Like, they bought that. That actually created extra drama.
It actually
worked to their advantage, which is, again, why I think it was...
As soon as Sting collapsed, it was done. The show just... We should have just come in and started recording.
Why? That's when the drama of the match went to
the
next level.
The match was over to me. It's like, okay...
Well, that was just to you, though. You're not everybody.
You should have come out and just started
to
recording.
Most people, to the people
here's
in the crowd,
happened.
To me,
old man,
to most other people.
You have an old man. Okay,
but it was a work,
Rollins,
dummy.
Rollins beats an old man. Then you pointed out he's an old man. Then you have a mid-carder. Come out to try to cash.
Sometimes
in a title,
I've seen them do that exact same spot. I've seen them do that exact same spot where a move gets hit and the referee comes in and checks on him, and the trainer comes in with John fucking Cena, who's not an old man. It had nothing to do with his age. It just had to do with the moment in the match.
It pointed it out to me when the way that it happened and he collapsed. Okay, so an old man, and then Rollins won. Great. And then you have a mid Carter come out to attempt to cash in his money in the bank. Who gives a fuck? And then fuck Kane comes out.
That's
the icing
true.
On the fucking cake. That's what I said. As soon as Sting collapsed, she just got our fucking asses in here and would have said, oh, this was a 6 out of 10 show. No, now it's a fucking 4.5,
it's
maybe
a 6
5,
and a half
right?
out of 10 show. It is. It's a good show.
I'd give it a 6.
The Kane thing doesn't work for me. Only, like, they teased, like you say, a good tease on Sheamus catching him. But then Kane came out and immediately, like, okay, so Kane versus Rollins is next month, and I do not give a fuck about that.
No,
like,
but again...
That, I do not... Because you've gone from a guy who's 56 to a guy who's 49, and I think the 56-year-old's a better worker at this point.
I think...
So, you know,
I just, like...
He's the Demon King, though. He's got his mask and all that shit again.
Yeah, it's the demon who gives a fuck.
Yeah.
But the thing is what works for WrestleMania, okay, and what worked for the SummerSlam this year in terms of the big event.
Yeah.
And the fact is that Hell in the Cell is in Los Angeles, so there was talk of wanting to make that a big event. Hence, you have Undertaker Lesnar 3.
Yes.
Okay. But underneath Undertaker Lesnar 3, you had the Cena. And Rollins match, which granted I didn't give a fuck about.
It was Undertaker Lesnar too.
They had it, whatever. You had the Cena Rollins match, which was they did it on Raw.
No, yeah. You had the one match that sold the show.
No, but you had other matches underneath that were just not just as decent, but you had a better undercard.
Well, you had a fucking 4-hour show, you better.
Yeah. But you built matches with stories that'll have an undercard. The things like the
well,
Roman
Reigns.
Well, I
have to tell you this. While you and I don't give a shit about Kane, there are people who are going to be sitting there going, oh, they built this for fucking 9 months smartly. And there's going to be people that are sitting there going, he injured Kane or attacked him after he was injured, after Lesnar injured him and attacked his ankle and put him out for even longer.
Yeah.
And there's people who are going to be fine with that match. We're not one of them, but it doesn't matter, because I have a Hell in a Cell match between Taker and Lesnar. I don't care what else they got.
Yeah.
They'll probably have the Dudleys and New Day. That's fine.
Yep.
They'll probably have Kevin Owens and Ryback in a rematch. That's fine. They'll probably have Lesnar or Ziggler and Rusev again. Maybe you'll get something new for John Cena and defending the belt. It wouldn't surprise me. You could even get, like, John Cena versus Cesaro. I could see that happening. That'd be great. Like, you know.
I need to get... I need three... All I'm saying is that if they want this Hell in a Cell to be a big winner, a bigger winner, you need more than just your main
event.
No, you don't.
Okay. No, you don't. All you need is Taker versus Lesnar.
Because
the
history
Hell in a
Cell. Has played that out.
Yeah, that history has played that out.
Has it?
Yes, history's played out that all that really matters is the main event.
Right.
Yeah.
So the bump in terms of making this a big show is all I'm saying. It's not going to be. It's going to have a great main event, and Hell in the Cell this year is going to be a great main event. But what I'm saying is that if you were going to like, you're going to come off, and the idea was to make again four big shows mm-hmm. a year again, mm-hmm. and the rest be like these Night of Champions and shit like that.
Yeah.
Right? And
well, they're trying. They brought Springsteen back. They're doing this. They're not trying to make anything a B show right now. They're trying their best to make every pay-per-view something.
I'm not saying they're not trying, but there's a difference between trying and fucking execution. And this was a goddamn B show. Okay? And they just had a 2.42 rating, and Sting's fucking first match on Raw, and it was hashtag who gives a fuck. Okay, there's a difference.
Hey, this doesn't matter. What are you trying to say about this?
All I was saying is that if they were trying to make four big shows, these big shows a year,
mm-hmm.
then without an undercard, it's not going to be.
It does not matter. What's going to happen is you're going to have people who don't have the network or who are considering canceling the network or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be sitting there going, if it's Lesnar versus Taker for three. I'd be on the fence. It's a Hell in a Cell. I'm in,
yeah.
And that's all that matters. And people say, "What about that other match?" I don't give a fuck. All that matters is this match.
Yeah,
and that's all that matters.
And
that's,
it might.
That's
it might
all
work.
That has sold pay per views in the past.
It might.
That's
work.
All that has sold pay in the past historically. Somewhat
work.
In WWE, but certainly in other combat sports situations.
Well, WCW was built on that.
Yeah,
I mean that was what made WCW. Was main events.
Yeah, just right. The main event. That's all people had to pay for and care about. That's all that's going to matter. They could only do this once.
Yes.
This,
that's what I'm saying.
This, you know, but this is all they need for this next month.
That is all that they need for this next month.
Seth Rollins versus Kane in the semi-main event doesn't matter. Because who's going to be sitting there going, hey, do you want to get that, you want to see Hell in a Cell with Taker and Lesnar? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you still want to see it when it's Rollins versus Kane? No, I won't see it, man. No, they're just going to go, yeah, I'll put up with that to get to it. That's all that matters.
Yeah, we'll come in at the end and watch it. What time is that going to start? I don't know, about 8 o'clock. Okay, well, we'll come in around 8.
I'll just watch the whole thing to get to it. That's what people are going to say, and that's what people are going to do.
Well, they'll maybe watch it. I mean, it's all free anyway, right?
Yeah.
So, gives a fuck.
Well, it's network. It's $10.
No, but I don't have to go and shell any money out that day.
No.
I've been shelling
no.
money out the whole time. I don't consider it any extra.
No,
I watch 1997 Nitros for $9.99.
Yeah, you do.
It happens to be that there's some shows once a month.
Yeah, for you.
But anyway, that's so. The,
not
the,
for most people. But
so
for
the
you.
Show. So the show comes out on a low note.
It's a good show.
Fuck off, Kane. Show Kane was in the ring at the end. The show ended on a low note.
That's true. Kane did. Kane in a main event spot.
Kane, Sheamus, collapsing Sting.
Is that kind of like a collapsing ring?
It's kind of like a collapsing rating.
Yeah. All right. So, but the question is, how did this do compared to ROH, All-Star Extravaganza 7, 2 nights earlier?
What
do you think? Because they stole this storyline from ROH.
And what storyline was that? For those of us not paying attention?
The champion having both belts and defending it twice on the pay-per-view.
Right, against, what are their names?
Fish and
Red Dragon.
Red Dragon.
Red Dragon.
Great music. Man, I love Red Dragon's music.
I not as much as Roppongi Vice.
Roppongi Vice is great music.
Roppongi Vice is the best.
I still love Red Dragon's music.
Yes.
Roppongi Vice's music
is
great.
And they use that Red Dragon new theme music at SummerSlam. Not this past SummerSlam, but SummerSlam the year before. I'll give Rack the Bleeding.
I'll give Rack the Bleeding. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'll give Rack the Bleeding to you all.
That's right. It's a good song.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was Jay Lethal defending against Fish.
Mm-hmm.
He pins him by rolling up and holding the shorts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, after about 12 minutes.
Take him out of water.
He's
all
right. No. No.
He's been flopping around.
Probably Fish got beat that way. And then they had some matches, and they had one great match.
See, now, did he shoot on him? Because that would have been better if Lethal shot on him.
Why?
Because then Fish would get hooked.
Mm. Mm.
with it there.
Nope. But anyways, Lethal took Fish to school, and he ended up winning the match.
I see what you did there.
And the point being that the match happened, and then
it did.
Then you had some other matches. You had Dalton Castle lose his boys to the real man, last real man, Silas Young.
Yes,
which is too bad because you know the boys are a good part of Dalton's act, but that should be entertaining as he tries to turn them into real men. Mm-hmm. Makes sense because you know
I understand that the boys are now back in town. Mm-hmm. So do you think this will backfire and Silas Young will turn into a fag?
Wow.
Is that where they're going with this gimmick?
I don't believe that's where we just went.
Seriously. We should book.
No, I don't want anything to do with you. Let's get this show out of the way. So then you had your four-way match. That was good.
Because he has that
mustache. Adam Cole, and it was Adam Cole, and AJ Styles, and Roderick Strong, and Michael Elgin. And it was AJ Styles ends up pinning Cole for a clean win, and they all shake hands and stuff at the end.
What a love, eh?
Yeah. And then AJ Styles never held the ROH belt. Will be challenging. That's the one title he's never held.
That's the title.
So that's the one.
The championship.
Championship.
Not a belt.
That is the one championship title belt that AJ Styles has never held. So he'll be challenging Jay Lethal. So that's kind of interesting. That's a good storyline there.
When is that happening there?
I'm guessing that's their December pay-per-view, but...
Final battle?
Yeah, I think so.
They get the final battle.
They don't have another pay-per-view, I don't think, before that. I don't think. They might have one, but I don't think so. And then you had the three-way. You had the Kingdom versus the Addiction versus the Young Bucks. So this was, of course, fucking fantastic.
Why?
Because the Young Bucks are fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Suck it. Suck it. Suck it. Suck it. Suck it.
That's
too
why.
Sweet.
That's why you like them.
That's also why Dalton Castle. Big fan.
Well, soon to be a big fan of Silas Young.
But anyways, this was great, and what happened is the Knights of the Rising Dawn, which is like the group that in red masks that used to come out to the ring and interfere in matches, and nobody knew who they was, and it turned out to be the Addiction with Chris Sabin, and they swerved everybody, making them think they were somebody else. Then this guy came out and did all Sabin's moves against the Addiction during the match.
Okay.
So everybody's like, has he turned on it? But we don't know if it's Sabin or not.
Right.
So he had the mask on. So very angle heavy. But that's what this show was. This show was very angle heavy.
Who was it?
We don't know.
Oh, we still don't know.
So that's the yeah. But anyways, Kingdom was the belts. Getting the belts back, you had
anybody's wife die?
You had
you said this is very angle heavy.
You had Maria Kanellis punched right in the face.
Oh,
like,
I heard, yeah, by Daniels.
Daniels. It was weird because it was real, like, it was a strange woman on. It wasn't hitting a wrestling move. He just turned and just
punched her.
It was actually a little uncomfortable to see, even though it was supposed to be a heel move and everything.
I understand.
And then, like,
no
Bennett
one,
beat on him. But
foreshadowed on the pre-show when Maria was kept texting Daniels.
Well, I understand he asked Andrew Jackson for tips.
Jackson Andrews,
yeah.
Not the whatever fourth president of the United States.
But didn't he beat people? Didn't he own wasn't he a bad person there, fourth president?
Yeah, I think so.
Bad person.
He's a bad person. Well, he's a president.
President, yeah. So. Yeah,
they gotta change
Barack Obama, by the way, is our president.
Yeah. Don't boo him.
Don't boo him. That was one funny thing they did.
I know.
Yeah.
Just wait out how over wrestling will be when Donald Trump is president.
So
I think Linda McMahon should be his running mate.
I would vote for them. I'm not even American.
No.
So anyways,
I would find a way
to vote that in. Because the entertainment that will give me.
Plus she's a friend of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Donald Trump's been on the show once, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Really Just tremendous. It sounded just like him.
It really did.
So
Hogan was in cahoots with Donald Trump. Did you hear this?
No.
And Donald got his new policy, and then Hogan just stood there in the middle of the ring and went, "That's the wall."
Good. Good. Did you hear Hogan finally, he actually got an endorsement?
Yes, with like a betting place in England or something, or not in England.
Well, no, it's in America. It actually got an endorsement, which is funny. I would have thought, of course, it would have been for a company that produces white sheets.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's true.
But it's not. It just big surprise. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, and then you had your main event being Lethal defending against Riley, and he was pretty much, this match, I believe, was booked by Jeff Jarrett. Because it featured 413 run-ins.
Yeah.
But basically, the point is, Lethal finds a way to sneak away with the victory, holds on to both belts, afterwards, lots of people are beating on each other, and Michael Cole comes down to save Fish and O'Reilly.
Probably Adam Cole.
Michael
Cole.
He does not. Adam Cole comes down to save because tons of people are beating up on Fish and O'Reilly, and all this clusterfuck's happening, and he used to team with O'Reilly in Future Shock, and they've set it up that they have repaired there over the last like 3 months. This really subtle, the Adam Cole's turned a new leaf. He's not getting along with his teammates in the Kingdom. He's teaming with O'Reilly. They got each other's back. They've repaired their friendship. They once had a great tag team and a blood feud, and they've repaired it. And he'll always stand by his back. And then he kicks him in the face at the end here, and the Kingdom, the three of them, beat on the two guys, and it was awesome. Like it was it's angle heavy, so like no great wrestling matches. As an overall show, it's a little better probably than the WWE show, though. Pretty close, but both were pretty good. This didn't have blow away matches, but great swerve at the end, great pulled off angle, tremendous booking for that way, and to build to the next thing. So.
Well, what this wouldn't have, though, is fucking Kane at the end. So no,
this instead had Jay Diesel.
Right, yeah.
So I'd rather have Kane.
Big Jatty Cool.
Yeah, so, but anyways, you also had your CMLL at their 82nd anniversary show.
Right.
Which I watched just the main event of Atlantis versus El Sombrero, or La Sombra.
I understand that Kane was on the first CMLL show.
82 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was in the veterans match.
Yes. He was a Viano.
Yeah, he was. Anyways, this was incredible heat and a good match. One guy's like 25, another guy's like 46.
Yeah,
but this is another night because of how important this was and how good this was. Here's another event that really you would probably say at the end of the day when you're finished watching it, that was better than WWE 2 or as well. Also,
not WWE 2?
No, not WWE 2, which is like NXT.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so which hasn't been that good lately. Well, so getting back to it, all I'm saying is... fuck Kane.
Yeah, fuck Kane.
And, go to YouTube and watch that Lissandro versus Atlantis match. And
for free, I understand.
Yeah, go watch it. It's a lot of fun. And see a skeptical and real heat for wrestling and what it should be. And that's the best thing that happened over the weekend, but there was some good stuff. But all in all, like, considering you had this huge night of wrestling, or weekend of wrestling,
yeah,
not as much like five star. I'd say... That's the best match of the weekend. Second best match was probably Cena versus Rollins.
Mm-hmm. I would say the best match of...
Third best was probably the Kingdom versus the Addiction versus Young Bucks.
The best match of the weekend was the announcement that Brock Lesnar is fighting The Undertaker in Hell in a Cell in October.
Plus he's going to be in Austin. Plus what's it called? The Brock Lesnar Road to Hell Tour?
Yeah.
Awesome. Even the name's awesome.
I think it's fantastic, and that's what I'm excited about now. This Heck in the Sack is going to be again.
Are you excited for the NXT? Because that's just in a little while, and we now know it's not only a 30-minute Iron Woman match.
Iron Woman match. Did they get Earl Hebner to ref it?
It's, maybe. It's, I think he's free. It's a, it's going to be the main event between Paige and Bayley.
Yes.
Or not Paige. Sasha Banks and Bayley. And Sasha Banks, I think, is probably going to get a chance also to have a really good match against Nikki coming up in a pay-per-view really soon, too. Or, sorry, against Charlotte.
Yes.
Sorry, I should have seen Charlotte and Sasha Banks in a nice match. So, probably we'll start to get some good action now that Charlotte maybe has the belt against against Sasha Banks and a few others.
If you wanted to increase the work rate in the women's division, you just put the title on a guy. And that's...
But, yeah. Yeah.
So...
I think, yeah, that you're going to have... It's interesting NXT because I am liking some of the things they're doing. Like, they've got Ardo Cal, as you go by, Kyle Edwards.
Who cares?
Doing the Dusty Rhodes, like the, you know, for the pages of the World Wrestling Federation magazine. And so they run down the brackets and the matches and the what's happening in the Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah. Sort of like and what's the, happened on house shows and whatever.
Hmm? No. On NXT.
Yeah.
He does the thing. Yeah, oh yeah, but what happens on the NXT house shows and then,
because that's part of where the tournament's taking place.
Yeah. And just, you know, what's happening and blah, blah, right? And they've got footage of it and stuff. So it's little clips, and I think that's really good. I like that. You've got Baron Corbin now and Rhino that advanced to the final four, as it were, and they're going to have both the semifinals and finals on TakeOver.
Yeah, which would be fun too.
So that's three more matches on TakeOver.
Well, they've gone to TakeOver six times a year now instead of four. I kind of liked it at four.
Yeah.
Six might burn it out, but we'll see.
The thing is
they have some momentum, so you understand why they want to do it. It's like this is one of the smart... That could be a smart thing. Could back... Same thing with this Lesnar thing. It's like you have him for more dates, but so do you use him by putting him on Raw, or do you just put him on the network and force people to pay to see him? Well, that's more valuable. Smart use of him.
Well, and I would also say that to add to a third one of that, that's also the same thing with now what was 18 months in the making, the rematch too big for WrestleMania 2 months later.
Yeah.
Now coming back. Hell in a Cell, yes, but 2 months later. You know, is that too soon? Is that too much?
And I don't think so. Not no, because of the Hell in a Cell.
I'm just saying they get the Hell in a Cell, but it's too
soon. So will we see, the question is, will we see, how much will we see Taker? Or Lesnar, I'm wrong. I don't know that you need either one of them. I think you just show clips, and you have people talk about it, and you have Heyman cutting promos. I think it's important to have Heyman on TV tomorrow. Not Lesnar, not Taker.
No.
But Heyman, especially because, especially build up for the big show.
The only reason I could see you having Taker on tomorrow is because they're in Texas right now.
That's true.
And Taker's already there, so they're like from there, so... You could have him.
I don't know if you want to put him live in this.
I'm just saying. Or maybe you do the pre-tapes for the stuff that he's going to do there tomorrow and you tape all that stuff. That could be as well. So then, because again, you've got, 4 weeks?
But I am curious tomorrow night only for the fact that I'm curious to see if Lesnar, Taker, or Heyman show up.
Yeah.
And they probably have to do something with, because the problem is if Lesnar shows up, you got to do something almost more with Big Show. But if it's just Big Show and Heyman, you can do something that entertains me without...
I don't think you even need to worry about Big Show, to be honest. It's the same way that...
They will.
Maybe. I don't know. I think you just put Big Show and give him a win, you know?
Maybe.
I don't think you have to.
Like against Cesaro?
Yeah, they did on SmackDown. Did he beat Cesaro on SmackDown?
Yeah, he beat him in like 3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes?
Yeah, so like maybe five. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was.
Well, why wouldn't you, though?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? I think you should get Heath Slater beat Cesaro next. Cause
that would Heath be Slater good. Tweeting about how he wishes he could be content just being there, but how he's not.
Yes.
Which might be an angle, or it might be he's looking to get out.
I don't know that he's.
Or he's just looking to try and force them to push him.
Well, not even push him. Just give him a tag team and go to work. You know what I mean?
I do think they should just put him and Fandango together in a team.
Yeah.
Let him go.
Let him do it. Yeah, exactly. Well, they were very swerved.
Exactly.
So.
And they obviously get along. Just put them together. Let them be a team. Just
be a New Day.
Yeah, and you know what? Just let them do their thing, and it's another team in the tag team division. Because, I mean, the tag team division is ROH, hot and heavy. Briscoe's back together. All Night Express was the surprise team. All Night Express, Titus Young
What?
No, type. Rhett Kenny Titus. King? Sorry, Rhett Titus.
Yeah.
Rhett Titus was the Kenny King.
Yeah.
Were the tag team champions 4 years ago, and they just won the belts as the All Night Express, and then Kenny King left to go to TNA because they didn't have him under contract, and they offered him more money. He did the right thing. And then he got, you know, like most people, he wanted out of TNA here towards the end. He got out, and he's back in ROH, even though ROH was really pissed at him and said they'd never have him back. They put him back, and they put him back with Rhett Titus. And now you have this former tag team back together, and they beat the Briscoes clean on the pay-per-view. And it's like, there's them, there's War Machine, Rowan Hanson.
Yeah.
You got Killer Squeak, Elite Squad, kind of kicking around now a little bit. You got the Young Bucks, you got the Kingdom, you got the Addiction, you got the Decade. Like, they talk about hot and heavy. They have the best tag team wrestling, probably, actually, definitely. And the whole world right now is in ROH, and it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
If maybe I'll get to see it. I set my PBR, as we talked about last show.
Yeah.
Set my PBR to tape ROH. Now
you're one for one. We've watched
one. I've watched one. I watched it this afternoon. Mm-hmm. All I can say is when a lot of things are, you know, we talk about how...
winter's coming. You don't leave the house in winter.
So. Well, you know, a lot, but I look at, you know, like, you think
of
guys
summer's
like,
coming. You don't go out.
We just had the passing of Piper. We just had the passing of Dusty. We've had so many great, you know, Road Warrior Hawk, Mr. Perfect. Just so many great Owen. Just so many great
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, Bam Bam Bigelow passed
Rick
away.
Rick Rude.
But what's passed away, the most recent thing to pass away, is the finisher in Ring of Honor. Because
no, the finishers are
people
strong.
Are hitting.
It's just
the
moves that are
moves.
Not. Oh yeah, you're right. They didn't do that tonight. Fucking John Cena didn't go from a suplex into and then lift it up into like a power bomb type move by Rollins and then kick out. You're right. That only happens in ROH.
Really? I don't know. I was probably tweeting while that was happening. No, I'm not saying it only happens in ROH, but it was very much. But in they do a lot of it. And with ROH, it seems very much... What I noticed, the three matches
they
do
it
in
New Japan Pro Wrestling, too. The moves that you perceive as should be the finisher, it doesn't matter whether or not they're the finisher.
It does
matter.
To me.
What matters is, are the actual finishers protected? And those are.
I'm just saying, I may not... like, I mean, that's what stood out to me. That's the part it's like, I don't really like that. Because they did a lot of mat work, and they had their moves, and they had their spots, and it was like... Okay, but it was largely like match moves. Like, it was normal moves that they were doing. And then all of a sudden, in two of the three matches, they hit this big move. And I was like, awesome. And then they kicked out. And then they just kept doing more moves. And then they hit a less than that spectacular move for their finisher. And that finished them. And I was just like, oh, I would have used the other one. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Both matches.
Yeah,
all
I'm saying is that you're stuck.
Yeah, it may not be for me, is what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is you're stuck in wrestling from 1997.
It was a great year.
my new
favorite show on right now is Nitro from 1997.
I always said 1997 Nitro was as good as Raw. They were both but it was pretty close.
We didn't see all of them, and now I'm starting to see them, and they're fantastic.
No, they were. I mean, 1996, 1997, 1998. Those years, man. It starts to fall apart a little bit in 1998 for WCW.
Yeah.
1999, WWF.
That's mostly Bret Hart's fault.
WWF in 1999 has a ton of momentum, so you get past some of their stupidity. WCW's stupidity really catches up to them. It gets to be too much.
Hootie-hoo. But I think that watching these nitros, the new... I used to think Santino was like probably the most naturally funniest comedy characters that's been in wrestling... probably ever, and I now have someone to surpass him.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Green. Holy shit. That guy is awesome. He wants to talk when the microphone's not on, and he does all these football drop-down moves, and just randomly out of nowhere starts like elbow chopping Flair and Piper for no reason. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Kevin Green is the funniest man.
And then he goes back to the NFL.
Yes.
He's not there.
Awesome, bro. Just awesome.
All right, I think that's it, and we'll come back probably midweek, maybe, unless there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, which with the Road to Hell tour, I think there's going to be something to talk about all month long here.
On We Talk Wrestling.
And courtesy of the We Talk Wrestling Network.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we're OUT.
I believe we're going to do it. So, yeah, that's going to do it in the meantime and in between time.
You can catch us on WeTalkWrestling.com.
Sure, probably can.
At We Talk Wrestling on Twitter.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, there's a Facebook / We Talk Wrestling.
Well, Facebook.com/.
Oh, I'm sorry. They would have never figured that shit out.
No, we have listeners from Virginia.
Oh.
We do? Yeah. Dialect.
Isn't Virginia where the toothbrush came from?
Yeah, anywhere else it would have been called the teeth brush.
Bobby Heenan taught me.
Yes.
All right. And you know, we're on Stitcher and TuneIn Radio and iTunes. Subscribe to us or subscribe on our own website. You can subscribe in the top right-hand corner.
Show me.
Put in your little email there, and you get a little note anytime we put up something worth your time, and which is every time we put something up. And other than that...
Well, before we go, though.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, you wanted to talk about this. There's new information on the Owen Hart... DVD or / Blu-ray.
The complete Blu-ray collection is now announced.
Okay.
So, disc one.
All right.
Okay. And the documentary is the documentary. Okay,
yeah.
And it's going to go all the way.
Memory, fun-loving.
But every once
born
in a while.
Bred entertainer.
But all the way through, there's Owen Tales.
Tales.
And so it's like Prank Stew, Late Night Calls, Press Slam, Hog Pen, Riding with the Fans, King of Carry On, like there's all these like
I've heard all these before and I don't care. I want to hear them again.
I know. So it's gonna be great. So
yes.
In disc two, there's just stories. Mm-hmm. People telling Owen stories.
Yes.
So like
these will also be great.
Yeah. And so like we talked about Bad News Prank, but something about Owen's birthday, embracing
Sumo Bulldog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's gonna be all these. And then the matches.
Yes, yes.
Owen Hart versus Viet Cong Express number one.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Nice, which is Hiro Hase.
Yes.
Legendary Hall of Fame wrestler in Japan, and I believe member of their Senate now. Like, up there with greatest wrestlers in the history of the country, who cut his teeth by coming over to North America when he was a young man and faced Owen Hart in Stampede Wrestling. So that's awesome stuff.
Yes.
Like, that is literally, like, five-star quality stuff that they put on there. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, Owen Hart and Ben Bassarab teamed against Viet Cong 1 and 2.
Yes.
Viet Cong Express once in 60, went 60 minutes 1 week in a tag team title match for the international tag team titles. And then they came back the next week and went 90-minute draw.
Yeah.
It was incredible wrestling.
Yeah.
That's, of course, not this match.
No.
But this will be great, too.
Yeah. We knew Owen versus Muck and Singh. That one was there last week. A Blue Blazer versus George South, which I believe is a Blue Blazer's WWF debut.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had Blue Blazer Mr. Perfect from the Meadowlands.
We talked about that one.
Yeah. Huh? Owen versus Mark Kyle. We talked about that one in the spotlight match. We're going to get Owen and Brett from Mania 10, of course. The King of the Ring finals with Art Donovan.
Yeah.
We're going to have a Lumberjack match. We said that one. And then the public workout. Then disc three, we're going to have the Allied Powers against Owen and Yoko.
We talked about
that. Owen and Sean from the In Your House.
Yeah, that was leading up to the Iron Man match.
Owen versus Mankind from 97.
Yeah.
European Championship, we talked about Owen. The
10-man
tag from Canadian Stampede.
Mm-hmm.
Owen versus Goldust. Owen versus Ken Shamrock. Owen versus Edge.
That's the dungeon match. Oh, yes. I actually enjoyed
the dungeon
that
match. Yes. For Blu-ray extras, Owen Hart versus the Red Rooster.
Nice.
Or the Blue Blazer versus the Red Rooster.
That's even better.
Yes. Owen Hart versus 123 King.
From Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Okay.
Owen and the Kid. 123 Kid from
King of the Ring. That's the good match, too.
With Art Donovan.
Art Donovan.
And,
King of the Kid beat Jeff Jarrett and then got attacked afterwards. And then,
And then all of the Raw is Owen tribute videos.
Which I don't think I can watch.
Are going to be on there. So
I just think that's too tough to watch.
So that
that's
is.
But I'm glad they're putting it on there.
Yeah. So that is the complete.
Yeah, but I mean, just too tough to watch.
Yeah.
But it's good to put it there for those people who want to see it and who haven't seen it.
It is.
Yeah.
That is the complete.
I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just big time.
The Blu-ray is not yet available for pre-order.
Yeah.
So I'll have to wait
soon,
for that.
Soon. Hey, while we're at it, since we're talking about some of those great matches, you want some more rare matches? Go look up one of the blogs we put up for Owen a while back then, when we did our Owen Hart Week, and we did different blogs and memories and these different things and us. And we had some really cool stuff on there, but we put together one of the blogs. It was just a collection of some of his rare great matches. It was him in England and Japan, WCW, and there's some really cool stuff there.
Yes.
You're just looking up that Sting DVD too while you're at it.
Well, I'm just looking the documentary.
Where's the Bruno DVD?
I don't know. There's going to be a Dudley Boys DVD. There's supposed to be two Brunos. There's going to be Best of Bruno and Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And then Best of Bruno.
But isn't there, there's an actual movie on his life being made, right? Like a biopic?
Yeah.
And there might even have been a documentary, or maybe that's what it was. I can't recall. But, so, I mean, that stuff out there, I think that was independent. But, yeah, I mean, we're waiting for the Bruno stuff.
Yes.
Definitely. That's one thing that we would have thought would have come by now.
Yes. 1 hour and 11 minutes is the runtime of the Owen Hart documentary. Okay. So, that Bret Hart loves.
We'll see. I mean, he's a little worried, but I can understand it. He's very close to it.
Yes.
So, all right. We've already done everything. We need to get out of here.
In the meantime, and also in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
We're off air?
Yeah.
I'd like to thank you this week for only making one fat chunk.
I can't believe how wrong you were this week.